KOU.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot Control.
So for Riot Control, I've been playing an old game, new game that came out new this week because it's old. What?
Did that make sense?
Sure it did. I'm talking about Resident Evil Zero, which is an HD remaster.
And you said that was the first Resident Evil game?
No. Uh-huh. It is a prequel.
Okay, there we go.
So it was not... This was actually the game that they made. They made Resident Evil, like they did a remake of the original Resident Evil on the GameCube. This game came after that, but it's before that. Make sense?
Got it.
This game is 14 years old, but you would never know by looking at it. This HD remaster, it looks amazing. Those zombies feel like they're really going to eat your face off.
They're right there.
But I mean, the backgrounds, the way they actually made this game is the foreground stuff, like the characters and stuff, are 3D models, but the backgrounds are two-dimensional that were like handcrafted, and it just looks really, really good. In fact, it looks like a brand new game. It doesn't play like a brand new game. In fact, the gameplay systems are clunky and frustrating. And when the zombies are attacking, you're going to be like, all right, I'm going to squeeze the trigger and I'm going to try to shoot them in the head. And instead...
And nothing's happening.
No, it... Boy, I had to spend a lot of time finding a control scheme that I thought worked for me. And then once I did, I got in. And you kind of forget that these old school Resident Evil games, now a Resident Evil game is an over-the-shoulder kind of third-person shooter. This is a survival horror game. And when the zombies are coming, what you want to do is shoot them all. That makes perfect sense. But you don't have very much ammo. So if you can run away without shooting, that's the best course of action. And by the way, did you want to save your game? You have to find a typewriter ribbon, and you can only save it like once or twice.
Now that's an old school style, right?
Oh, it's way old school.
Because no one wants that anymore.
They want your fright. I mean, it's a survival horror. They want you scared to save. It's like, should I save? I don't know. I only get to save a couple times. Maybe I shouldn't save it. That being said, once you get used to this, it actually made me think of a lot of newer kind of indie games or smaller games go back to these old games and bring some of those gameplay systems back. Like, hey, you can't save very often. Ammo is scarce, et cetera, et cetera. In
it's
some
like a
ways,
nod to that.
Yeah, and in some ways, this old school game feels like a new game that is a throwback. And so it's technically not, but it kind of feels that way. It's Resident Evil Zero. It introduces some new things for Resident Evil, including the fact that you've got two characters that you can switch back and forth between the two. What are their names? Rebecca Chambers and Billy Cohen. So Billy's a bad boy, Nikki.
If you want to play him.
But Rebecca's a medic. And each one of them have certain strengths and certain not strengths. And the way the game plays, you have to end up using them both. But... overall, Resident Evil Zero, if you don't know what you're in for, can be an overwhelmingly frustrating experience. But if you understand that it is survival horror that way, it looks good. And I feel like it is a game that is like an indie game that they've made hard on purpose.
So maybe slow down when you start to play and just kind of get used to it.
Well, get used to dying a bunch because I sure wasn't used to it. So when I started playing, I was like, man, I'm dead again? And I have to start back here?
Because you can't save.
What the heck? What? But then you start to get the flow and it's not so bad.
Sounds like fun.
Resident Evil Zero HD, and it's available two different ways. You can buy it like just digitally. It's out on Xbox 360, PS3, Xbox One, PS4, and PC. Then they're also selling it packed in. They did the same thing with the original Resident Evil last year, and there's the Resident Evil Origins Collection, which you can go buy like a copy, like a hard copy of it, if you want. Remember Riot Control. We're still doing stuff, catching up on some of the things we missed out on last year. And there's still one or two in the mix. You got anything you want us to cover? Shoot us an email, riot@radiou.com.